Page 119. Activity 2. Listening for expressions of likes and dislikes, pleasure and displeasure.
Hello, this is Joe Hemmings, and I'm pleased to welcome you to Celebrity Profile, the show that tells the stories of people in the news who have done remarkable things and lived remarkable lives. I just love the story we're going to tell you today, and I'm certain you will too. Lance Armstrong races bicycles, and he's pretty good at it. He's also a father. He's pretty good at that, too. This doesn't sound very special at first, but there is much more to Lance Armstrong's story. Armstrong's win in the 1999 Tour de France bicycle race is one of the most amazing stories in sports history. He was only the second American to win this race, and the win came after he had successfully battled a very deadly form of cancer. This battle is where our profile begins. When Armstrong found out that he had cancer in October of 1996, his whole world fell apart. He couldn't bear the thought of never racing again, never marrying, and never having children. However, Armstrong says that it was his battle with cancer that transformed his body so he could become the best uphill racer in the world, and transformed his spirit so that he could become a better team member and a husband and father. By 1996, when he was only 25, Armstrong had already become an international cycling champion. He was riding high on his fame, happy in his role of the wild, beer-drinking boy from Texas. He was young and undisciplined, and the sports writers called him the Bull from Texas. He had come a long way from his small hometown of Plano, Texas. He was very poor when he left Plano in 1990, but by 1996, he was making over $1 million a year. At that time, though, he still had not won the most famous of all the races, the Tour de France. In October of 1996, he was told that he had cancer and that he would have to endure treatments of chemotherapy to eliminate 12 tumors in his chest. Eventually, he would have surgery to remove a tumor that had also formed in his brain. Things did not look good. The doctors told him that he had only a 50% chance to live, and they did not even bother to discuss the future of his bicycle racing career. When he first began the chemotherapy treatments, he was able to keep up with his teammates on the training rides. Eventually, however, he began to ride more and more slowly. His teammates and friends couldn't stand to see him become depressed by this, so they also rode slowly. He therefore didn't realize just how poor his health had become, until one day, a 50-year-old woman on a heavy mountain bike passed him as he was struggling uphill on his super light racing bike. Most people thought that Armstrong would never race again, but he says that it was actually the chemotherapy that gave him the body he needed to win the Tour de France. He thinks that due to the effects of chemotherapy, he was able to lose a lot of heavy muscle that he had built up from swimming as a teenager in Texas. This gave him the opportunity to rebuild his body from scratch, completely from the beginning. This time, he was careful during his training to build the kind of strong and light muscles needed to climb the mountain stages of the Tour de France. And by 1999, he was ready. However, winning the Tour de France was not the highlight of that year for Armstrong. He and all of his fans were thrilled when his wife, Kristen, whom he had married a couple of years before, gave birth to their son Luke in the fall of 1999. And a couple of years later, in 2001, they had twin girls. What a super year that was! Armstrong says that facing death helped him learn what was most important in life, and that training for his comeback helped him develop the qualities needed for better relationships with friends and family. But this is not the end of this amazing story. In July of both 2000 and 2001, Armstrong proved that his win in 1999 was not a fluke by winning a second and third time. No one could deny that he was back at the top of his sport. But wait, there's more. Armstrong was asked to be on the 2000 U.S. Olympic team, and while he was training, he was hit on a country road by a hit-and-run driver who did not stop to help him. His wife found him 2 hours later lying in the road with a broken vertebra. But this remarkable individual could not be stopped. He didn't have time for feeling sorry for himself, and he was back on his bicycle within a few days. He even managed to win a bronze medal at the Olympic Games. As most of you know, Armstrong did not stop at only 3 Tour de France wins. I'm delighted to tell you that he went on to win again in 2002, 2003, 2004, and 2005, becoming the only person to ever win this race 7 times, and all of the wins in consecutive years. How did he accomplish this remarkable feat? Armstrong has said about himself, "A slow death is not for me. I don't do anything slowly, not even breathe. I want to die when I'm 100 years old, with an American flag on my back and the Star of Texas on my helmet, after screaming down a mountain on a bicycle at 75 miles per hour. I want to cross one last finish line as my wife and 10 children applaud, and then I want to lie down in a field of those famous French sunflowers and gracefully die." Yes, this would certainly be the perfect ending to a most remarkable life. Since he made this statement, however, Armstrong and his wife Kristen have divorced. He was dating singer Sheryl Crow in 2004 and 2005, and it was Sheryl Crow who was there cheering at the finish line in Paris when he won in 2004 and for the incredible 7th win in 2005. He retired from professional cycling in 2005, he says, to be able to spend more time sharing parenting responsibilities with his ex-wife and raising money for cancer research. This is Joe Hemmings. Good night, and please join us next week for another edition of Celebrity Profiles.